So the pasuk says, Hashkifa, Mimoyin Kolchicham and Hashemayim, look down from your holy dwelling, from heaven, Uveira Chasam, place Yisrael, and bless your nation Yisrael. Rashi in Parshas Vayera says that Kol Hashkafa Shavimikra L'ra, that every time it says the word Hashkafa, Vayashkef, or Hashkifa, wherever it's mentioned in Tanakh, it's always for something bad. Chutz min Hashkifa Mimayin Kolchicha. Besides this pasuk that says Hashkifa Mimayin Kolchicha, look down from your holy dwelling from heaven and bless your nation, which is obviously not a bad pasuk. And Rashi says the reason why the word Hashkifa is used in this pasuk, even though Hashkifa is usually used for the bad, is Shegedoyla Matnis Aniyim Shemahapach Midas Haroyges Midas Arachem. Because giving tzedakah to the poor is so great that it transforms the midah of anger, the midah of din, midah of justice, to the midah of rachman, to the attribute of compassion. So since our pasuk is talking about giving miser to the poor, lagera liyosam lamlana, therefore, the word Hashkifa, which is usually used for the bad, is transformed into good, is transformed into compassion. So we need to understand why the word Hashkifa is specifically used to bring out this message that Midas Haroiges, that the Midas Hadin is transformed into Midas Harachim. We find a similar concept with Tkiya Shofar, where the Chazal tell us that Tkiyas Shofar, blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, transforms the Midah of Din into the Midah of Rachman. Chazal, we learn from the pasuk, Allah Elokim V'Sru'a, Hashem V'Kol Shofar. The pasuk begins with the word, with the name of Hashem Elokim, which represents Midas HaDin, and concludes with the Shem Havaya, which represents Midas Chesed. And Chazal learned that when we blow Shofar, Hashem gets up from the throne of justice and He sits down on the throne of mercy and compassion. So we need to know how that happens. How is it that the Shofar transforms the Midas HaDin into the Midas HaRachman? Well, in general, we're in Chodesh Elul now, a Chodesh that we are preparing for the Yom HaDin, for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah we blow Shofar, and there are, as we know, there are three sets of Shofar blowing. One is called Malchus, one Zechrinus, and one Shofarus. And we need to understand what we're supposed to what are we supposed to be thinking? What is the message of Malchus, Zechrinus, and Shofarus? How do we internalize that? Chazal say, Kasha Zivugai Shal Odom Kikriyas Yamsuf, which is literally understood as it is as difficult to find one's shidduch as is Kriyas Yamsuf, as is splitting the sea. Because I'll also say, Kashem is a Nosef Shalado Ki Kriyas Yamsuf, that a person's Parnasa, that's how it's understood, a person's Parnasa, finding a Parnasa is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. So, we need this needs understanding, because who is this difficult for? If we're talking about Hashem, nothing is difficult for Hashem. And if we're talking about the person, well, we didn't split the sea. So how can we say that it's as difficult as splitting the sea? Splitting the sea was not difficult for us because we didn't do it. And it wasn't difficult for Hashem because nothing is difficult for Hashem. So what is the pasuk talking about? So I'd like to suggest that if we take into a consideration, if we speculate for a moment on everything we do throughout life, it includes either expression, which is unleashing something that up until now has been within us, and now we are expressing it and expanding, or it requires contraction, which means restraining and contracting that otherwise would be expressed. For example, let's take any opportunity to do a mitzvah saseh. A positive mitzvah requires expression. It requires us to take action, to unleash that has been inside of us, that has been in our potential until now, and to bring it out. And that is otherwise called midas achesed. Midas achesed is expansion, giving, expressing. On the other hand, when an opportunity arises for us to restrain from a mitzvah lois aseh, not to do something that we're not supposed to do, so that requires contraction. We need to take into us something that otherwise we would be inclined to express ourselves. We have to restrain. That is called the midah of gvura. The gvura is contracting and restraining. And if we look at everything that we do throughout life, it's either chesed, expressing, or gvura, restraining. Shlomo HaMelech says, "Eis le'ohev, there's a time to love, which would be expressing. Eis lishmei, there's a time to hate, that would be restraining." And so on and so forth. With all the other ace, all the other periods that he talks about, it's either expressing or restraining. The same applies to our middle, right, to our character traits. There are times that we need to express ourselves, and there are times that we need to restrain, whether it's anger, whether it's love, whether whatever it might be. Everything falls into one of these two categories, which is either expressing or restraining. Now, within all of these things, there is the Ratzon Hashem, there is the will of Hashem. Hashem determines when we should express ourselves and when we should restrain, when we should contract. And then we have the Yetzer Hara, which wants us to express when we're supposed to restrain, and he wants us to restrain when we're supposed to express. And our avoda is to be able to constantly tune in to the Ratzon Hashem, and only to express when we're supposed to express, and only to restrain when we're supposed to restrain. And I believe that this is the kavanas of Malchiyah Zichronis HaShoifres. And we'll start with Zichronis. Zichronis is all about Akedas Yitzchak. The whole bracha, Akedas Yitzchak, Barach Mayim, Barach Mentizkar. Hashem should remember Akedas Yitzchak. The reason we blow the shofar for Zichronis is to remember the horn of the Isle of Yitzchak. It's all about to remember Akedas Yitzchak. And what Akedah is restraining. Akedas Yitzchak was to restrain it. But yes, is everybody there? Are you there? Okay, good. Yeah, something is wrong. Yep, something's wrong with my mother's phone. Okay, I'm here. Yes, you hear me? Okay, yep. Yeah, she doesn't hear us. That's a problem. 1 second, I will call her. Okay, she's off, I think. Okay. So Zichronis, which is Akedas Yitzchak, is when we hear the blast of the shofar of Zichronis, the Koilis are telling us to restrain when we are supposed to restrain, to be oiked ourselves, to restrain ourselves for Hashem's sake. That's what Akedas Yitzchak was. So when we hear those koilis, when we hear the kol shofar, we are to accept upon ourselves to hello? Okay. Okay, good. We are supposed to restrain ourselves. We have to accept upon ourselves to restrain ourselves when the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to. In all of those instances where we're tested, and the Yitzhara wants us to express ourselves when we shouldn't, during those koilas of Zichronis, we have to accept upon ourselves that we will restrain. That's Zichronis. Shofris is to focus on the shofar. If you look at the way the shofar looks, it begins in a very narrow place and it widens. It represents expression. To take that has been contracted and restrained within us and to express ourselves. That is what the shofar, the image of the shofar, represents. Min ha-meitar karasi ka, this is the pasuk we say before Tkiyas Shofar. Min ha-meitar karasi ka, anani v'merechav ka. Right, from a narrow place I have called you, answer me in a broad place. It represents expression, taking that is contracted and expressing ourselves. And when we hear the blasts of the Shofar, during Shofaris, we have to accept upon ourselves to express ourselves when we're supposed to express ourselves. But before Zichronis and before Shofaris comes Malchus. And the koilis, the blast of Malchus, is the initial acceptance of Malchus Shemayim, is the kingdom of heaven, meaning I accept upon Hashem, upon myself, Hashem's kingdom, that I am going to subjugate myself, and I am only going to express myself when I need to express myself and restrain myself when I need to. I'm only going to express myself when Hashem says I should express myself, and I'm going to restrain when Hashem says to restrain. That is the initial Malchus Shemayim. And then we have individual Zichronis, which is restraining, and Shofris, which is expressing. Now, these three concepts of Malchus, Zichronis, Shofris, again, Malchus, which is acceptance upon ourselves, the kingdom of heaven in general, that we subjugate ourselves to the kingdom of heaven and not to the Yetzer Hara. Zichronis, which is restraining, Akedas Yitzchak, and Shofris, which is expressing, which is represented by the image of the Shofar. These are represented by three of the names of Hashem. The Malchus is represented by Hashem's name of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means He is my master. Adna means He is my master. That is what Malchus is, accepting upon Hashem of accepting upon ourselves Hashem as our master, that He will determine when we express ourselves and when we restrain. So that is, Malchus is represented by the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Zichreinus, which is restraining, Akedas Yitzchak, is represented by the Shem Shin Dalet Yud. As Chazal explained, this name of Hashem, Shakai, as Sha'amar Lo'olamai Dai, that He said to His world, enough. I mean, that is the name that Hashem used to restrain the world from expanding. So the name of restraint is Shin Dalet Yud. Now the shame for Shoifres, for expansion, is Havaya. Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name, is Hashem's name of Chesed. So these three shemes that are represented by Tkiya Shoifra of Malchiyah Zechonis and Shoifres, the name Adne, Shakai, and Havaya. Now, if you take the numerical value, you take the gematria of Adne, Shakai, and Havaya, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65, Shin Dalet Yud is 314, so 314 and 65 is, that would be 300 and 24, 34, 44, 54, 74, 379, and then Havai is 26, that would make it 405. So the combination of the three names, Adne, Shakai, and Havaya, is gematria 405. Now, if you look into the Chinuch Sefer Chinuch, you will see that Tkiyas Shofar is mitzvah number 405, representing that what Tkiyas Shofar is all about, it is about Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofres, which is all about accepting upon ourselves Hashem is our master, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Shakai, that we will restrain ourselves when Hashem wants us to restrain ourselves, and Havaya, that we will express when Hashem wants us to express. That is what Tkiyas Shofar is all about. That is represented by the fact that Tkiyas Shofar is mitzvah number 405, the gematria of Adne, Shakai, and Havaya. Now, the first letters of Adne, Shakai, and Havaya, of these three names, right? The first letter of Adne is Aleph. The first letter of Havaya is Yud, right? Yud Kevav, okay? And the first letter of Shakai is Shin. So that is Shin, Yud, Aleph. The mitzvah, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah number Shin, Yud, Aleph, mitzvah number 311, is Yom is not to do malacha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So once again, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is all about Shin Yud Aleph, all about Shakai, Havaya, and Adne. Now we understand why Tkiyas Shofar has the ability to transform Midas Hadin into Midas Rachamim. Midas Hadin is brought about through when we express ourselves when we're supposed to restrain, or we restrain when we're supposed to express ourselves. But when we accept upon ourselves that we only express ourselves when we're supposed to express ourselves and restrain when we're supposed to restrain, that transforms the Midas Adin into Midas Arachman. Now, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, required these three shemes as well. As we know, the Yam Suf refused to split. He asked Hashem, "Ma nishtane elu mi'elu?" Right? Why are there, what is the difference between the Egyptians and the Jews? Halalu evdei v'dizar, halalu evdei v'dizar. These are idol worshippers. These are idol worshippers. And Hashem forced the Yamsuf to split. So, in order for the Yamsuf to split, it needed to contract. It needed to restrain itself when Bnei Yisrael passed through. And when the Egyptians passed through, the Yam Suf had to let go. It had to express itself. It had to expand. It required both the Shin Dalet Yud. It required the restraint when Bnei Yisrael were walking through, and it required Havaya to let go when the Egyptians walked through. And it only came about because the Yam Suf realized who its master is, that the Rabbanu Shlom is its master, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and it had to obey the Rabbanu Shlom's command. So although and that is what Chazal say, kosher, that Kriyas Yam Suf was kosher. Kosher, the gematria of the word kosher, Kuf Shin Hei, is 405. Meaning to say that Kriyas Yam Suf required these three shemas of Shin Dalet Yud, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Yud Kei Vav Kei in order to split. Right, it required to accept upon itself Hashem as its master. That Adne required to restrain itself when the Bnei Yisrael were walking through, which is Shakai, and it required to expand when the Egyptians went through, which is Adne. That is what Chazal mean when it says that Kriyas Yam Suf was Kasha. It required all three Shemas, which is Gematria of Kasha. I once mentioned a word to you that we say by Yom Zeh Mechubad, Al Shtei Lechem Yivtzu'u Tamimim. That literal understanding is that on two breads, the Tamimim Bnei Yisrael, which are Tamimim, we break open two breads on Shabbos. Al Shtei Lechem Yivtzu'u Tamimim. Someone's heard a word that we find two things that are called Lechem. Food is called lechem, obviously, bread, and marital relations are also called lechem. It says by when Yisrael's daughters came home after meeting Moshe, Yisrael said to them, "Kerem loy v'yoychal lechem," call him and let him eat bread. And Rashi says that means let him get married to one of you. By Yosef Atzadik it also says, "Kimal lechem asher loychel." It's a term for marital relations. These two exercises, eating and marital relations, require a very difficult balance, because a person is not supposed to indulge in neither in food or in marital relations. It's a taiva, it's a desire that needs to be controlled. A person should only involve themselves in these areas for l'shem shemayim. So it requires a person to accept upon himself Hashem as his master, that he will only express himself and to involve himself in these areas for the sake of heaven. So that requires to accept upon himself Hashem as his master, which is Adna, to express himself, which is Havaya, and to restrain, which is Shakai. So even though when it comes to areas of mitzvahs, that's when a person needs to express themselves. When it comes to Averas, a person needs to restrain themselves. But there are shady areas, there are gray areas, such as these two lechem, where a person needs to exercise both expression and restraint. And the person needs to do so by accepting him upon himself, Malchus Shemayim, to know when to express himself and when to restrain. So again, it requires all three shemes of Adna, Shakai, and Havaya. And that is why Chazal say that Kasha Zivugai Shel Adam, which is a reference to marital relations, it is kosher. Once again, 405 requires all three shemes, and kosher means a nice of shalom, which is eating. Both of these are kosher ki kriyas yam suf, just like the kriyas yam suf required all three of these shemes. So also by zivugai and by mizanoisav, it also requires all these three shemes. And that is why it says, Al shtei lechem yivtu semimim, that even tamimim get broken over these two lechem, because it's a very difficult balance of when to use the havaya and when to use the shakai, when to express and when to restrain. And for that a person needs Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, which is Abba. And by the way, this is why by Kriyas Yamsov it says Hashem Ish Melchama. I think it's the only time where it refers to Hashem as Ish, because as we said before, Ish is the first letters of Avne, Havaya, and Shakai. We also find by eating, right? It says okay, forget about that. So now, this whole, when it comes to these gray areas, it's kasha, meaning it's literally difficult, and a person needs to come out to these three shemas. And that is only because we're not directly connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. As long as we're in Golis, the Sforim say, Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, Yud Kei represents Hashem. The last hey represents ourselves, and the vav is a connecting letter which connects us to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And there are different ways we connect to Hashem, whether it's through Talmid HaChachamim, whether it's through the Torah HaKadosh. That's how we connect to Hashem. But the vav represents, it's a long letter representing that our connection is not a direct connection, it's not an intimate connection. It says, when Mashiach comes, Bayoyim Ahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ishmei Echad. When Mashiach comes, Hashem's name is going to be changed from Yudkei Vavkei to Yudkei Yudkei, representing, Yud is a small letter, representing that our connection to Hashem will be a very intimate connection. And we'll know exactly what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants. Now, the combination of the two names Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Yud Kei Vav Kei, the numerical value is 91. La'asid Lavai, when the name changed to Yud Kei Yud Kei instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it will be 95, which is the gematria of Yafa. If you take the word Hashkifa and you split it in middle, on the right-hand side, you'll have the letters He, Shin, Kuf, which if you read it backwards, it's Kasha. And on the left side, you'll have the word Yafa. The giving tzedakah, matnas aniyim, is an exercise where a person takes that naturally the person would like to restrain and keep for himself. The person would like to keep his money for himself. And the person overcomes that and gives it to the poor. He expresses where he would ordinarily like to restrain. So that transforms the Midas Hadin, which is Gevura, into Midas HaRachman, into Rachman, which is expressing and expansion. Besides that, Chazal say that Tzedakah brings the Geula closer. It brings us closer to the time that our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be an intimate relationship. So this is all represented in the word Hashkifa, which is Kasha Yafa. That right now it's Kasha. Right now we need to come on to these three Shemus in order to understand when to restrain and when to express ourselves. But it brings about the time of Yafa, which is beautiful, a time of where it will be Yudkei Yudkei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud will know exactly what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants of us. So our avodah during these days to prepare for the time of for Rosh Hashanah, which is Malchus, Achronus, and Shofar, the time where we'll hear the blast of the Shofar, we need to know that it's a time that we need to accept upon ourselves the abnus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as master, as to know when to restrain and when to express ourselves. And that's chuz will be zoicha, that the kasha will be transformed into yava, that midas hadin will be transformed into midas harachmim, and the pasuk hashkifam amay kachcham and hashemayim, Hashem will look down from his holy dwelling from heaven, uberechat amcho is Yisrael, he'll bless his nation Yisrael with a ksivach simatayva, a gitkemesh tuar, and a shnaz geulav Yeshua.